powerful. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, and it's called Goodbye Old Guard. The Lord gave me this on 10/2020. This was Monday before my television shoot. You are going to begin to see the old guard die off. The Lord gave me 2021. The restoration has begun. Well, there's two parts to a restoration process, the tearing down and the rebuilding. They must die off because they are old wineskins and they are not prepared to receive the new wine. As I told you in an earlier word, I cannot allow them to continue. And this morning the Lord spoke to me something else. And we're going to look in the scriptures. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So if God is done with something and you continue on, you've stepped into witchcraft. That's how God sees it. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Now we know what happened with Saul. This is 1 Samuel chapter 15. This is verse 23. Well, verse 22, it says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. God don't care how much you give up and you sacrifice if you don't obey Him. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and or iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. This is 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. So the restoration process is the tear down. Now we begin to see things just this last 2 weeks dropping that's going to start to tear down. And the tearing down process has to be first and then the rebuilding. Okay. All right. They have not changed their mindsets and followed me into the next age. They will be removed. Don't grieve for them, for they will receive their full reward. God has to take them off the scene, because if they continue to go into, they'll step into witchcraft, rebellion, against what He says do. Even people that have done stuff for 40 years and they don't ever switch. You understand what I'm saying here? Don't grieve for them, for they will receive their full reward. Those of the old guard that remain will because they have perceived the coming age, and they will receive the new wine. In other words, they'll adapt themselves and their minds to the changes that are coming, and they will assist those that God is exalting, that He will bring them down, but they will be able to assist those that, because they see it, they have the vision, they're flowing with the Holy Spirit. If they're going to continue on the way they've been all these many years, from the charismatic move on through now. All right. They adapted themselves and their minds to the changes of this coming age. I cannot allow the ones that would not change their minds for the better to continue, for they would be hindrances to the ushering into my kingdom here in earth. You have already seen this happening. It's already causing problems. We see quite a mixture that's already causing problems. Those few chosen that have perceived my kingdom coming will move aside and assist those that I have raised up for this time to be the new guard. Mark this day, it has begun. I said in 2021, restoration has begun. It will infiltrate the whole earth, nations, governments, and the church. The kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God. His kingdom come, His will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Revelation 22:20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.